Tajikistan is facing the most severe winter in 25 years, and it is having a devastating effect upon a country where 50% of the inhabitants live below the poverty line. The United Nations estimates nearly one-third of Tajikistan's population of 7 million are suffering in different degrees from extreme cold, lack of fuel, food, clean water, and ill health. The country's hydroelectric power stations are barely producing any electricity, compounding the problems from the winter cold. This is causing a severe disruption of heating, water supplies, and basic social services. Gabriella Wyman is the UN Humanitarian Agency's Regional Disaster Response Advisor for Central Asia. In an interview from Almaty, Kazakhstan, she tells VOA that people in Tajikistan's urban areas are most affected by the energy crisis.
In some of the main urban centers, they have less than 10 hours of electricity a day. And as a result, hospitals have frequent power outages, and therefore access to healthcare is being affected. And more importantly, or equally important, people have difficult access to clean drinking water because in urban areas the drinking water is being pumped to the houses. And a lack of electricity, of course, is affecting this ability to pump the water to the houses.
Wyman says mass care facilities such as schools, orphanages, hospitals, and homes for the elderly are hardest hit by the energy crisis. And these facilities now rely heavily on generators for the most essential services. The United Nations reports the economic and social shock resulting from the cold weather and lack of energy has worsened the food situation in rural areas. Humanitarian agencies report at least 250,000 people need immediate food assistance, and this number may reach 500,000. The government says up to 2 million people may need food assistance through the end of winter. UN official Wyman says the coming of spring will be a mixed blessing. As temperatures rise, the ice will melt, and this, she says, will make more water available for the power-generating plants.
The bad thing, though, about having more water available is that the snowfall this year has been so much more than normal, more than 200% more than normal. We fear that if snow starts melting, that we will see an increase in flooding and mudslides and landslides in this region.
Priority needs are for food, clean water, fuel, electrical power for heat, and essential health care. The appeal also includes plans to avert life-threatening situations possible this spring. Aid agencies will reinforce systems to warn people of impending floods and landslides. They will provide critical shelter and livelihoods to communities if these events do occur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.